It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome to Tyrus and Teams, a spooky episode. Starring Tyrus and Cat Teams. A spooky, spooky edition of Tyrus and Teams.
Well, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks, Devin. How much fun did you have doing that?
Too much fun. So let's just, for more podcasts like this, check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Chief Cat.
Not
I'm Cyrus. Happy Halloween. I mean, we can't top that.
No, we can't.
No, we just can't. And I guess we need to keep the music running the entire thing. Drop my snare. Rose my beat. Cat's about to drop a 10-mile flow. She's got 32 bars. She's ready. Libertarian drama about to be dropped. All right, well, special episode. Actually, it's a dual special episode. It's obviously Halloween coming up, and it's also the Temp's birthday. She's the big 21 today. We're very excited.
Yes, I can young finally try my first up, alcohol.
She's going to have her first wine spritzer. We told her to go easy. So she's just going to sip. She's not going to go hard in the paint. No hard stuff. So I'm not a big birthday person. I always kind of felt like the moms should just be, that should be an extra day for them. I think you should give birthdays to your 12 and then you should just, you know, sign it over. But that's just
Well, my mom's dead, so I can totally.
Yeah, so it's like you got to kind of do it for both of them. And you usually go pretty wild on your birthdays. Obviously, the one that sticks out in my mind the most is the birthday you spent in a coffin.
Correct.
Is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Should be if he's not.
He's not. He's going to be. He'll be soon, which was pretty cool. She basically arrived at her birthday party in a coffin. And so,
not basically. It's exactly what I did.
Yeah. Extremely hard to top that. So
right. So I kind of just don't try.
Yeah. It's like, where do you go from there? It's kind of like the same issue that we had with Devin spending weeks working on that incredible intro. She really has outdone herself, but she has raised the bar really high. And whenever she says from now on that I have a special intro, we're expecting Mozart. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was well done. Like, you should feel really proud of yourself. Still doesn't excuse you for the whole priest story, but, you know, you're working on redemption. I mean, you're not quite Shawshank yet, but you're getting there. So obviously the pandemic has really put a damper on birthday parties.
Yeah.
So any super great plans or anything you're trying to do are you even trying to come close to the coffin party, or you just kind of?
I'm going
to
get dinner with like Kennedy and Dagan and Cam and, you know, just kind of chill.
Responsible.
Carl, you can't put your face on the keyboard because then that does stuff.
You know, I'm lucky. Sugar, my Yorkie retriever, she has no interest in fame. So she just walked. All she's doing is sitting by her tennis ball going, let's go, man.
He's like, did you see me? Did you see my face?
I will videotape her with a soccer ball because my daughter, Georgie's in soccer right now. And Georgie's nickname's Thunderfoot. And she's killing it. It's a blast. The one thing about not being able to travel is I get to see more of my kids' activities. And so my son's in the middle of a huge baseball season. He's had some big home runs.
She's good at soccer.
Is playing soccer. Like, she's money. But what's crazy is the best goalie, because in the 6-year-old league, they don't have goalies yet. So, but the best damn goalie I've ever seen is our Yorkie. That soccer ball is not getting past her on the net. Like, if you get a soccer ball, she goes nuts. Sugar, See, she's literally, I said soccer ball. She's at the door. Up, don't come up. So, Sugar.
Look, there's a puppy, Carl.
No, she's a grown woman. Look at her. She's hiding from the camera. She's modest. She has no desire for fame. That's why Sugar's so great. She's literally crawling and saying, oh, daddy's working. I'm staying low. This is a well-trained dog. Look at the respect. Not interested in the camera at all.
Well,
she's
I think that Kat is more of a stage mom than you are.
Yeah. Because I'm all about it's. I'm on TV. You're not. I get paychecks from Fox. You don't. So act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? All my kids are broke. All of them. And when I die, it's going with me. Like, I started from negative, literally negative. My biological parents literally used my social security number to get cell phones and electric bills and stuff. So I literally went to the bank for the first time. They're like, your credit score is like 200. I'm like, I'm 18, yo. I haven't done anything yet. They're like, oh, but sir, you have some unpaid electric bills. I'm like, what? Okay. So, but yeah, back to Sugar. Sugar's just an athlete, consummate athlete, and just really likes to chase soccer balls. But she is phenomenal at it, like high speed. And next door neighbors have a hunting dog, and he watches her chase tennis balls all day. Like, she's crazy about it. So apparently this is not normal Yorkie behavior, which I find hard to believe because she is not a lap dog at all. She's already gone. She's already left. Like, she's literally
this guy is
looking
like,
at the window going, when are we going outside?
Carl's love language is definitely touch. He needs to be physically on somebody at all times or he gets very upset.
No, Sugar's gone. She's out. She's literally going, well, no tennis ball right now, so you do your job. It's nice to at least one person in the household is not attracted to a camera. It's always nice that my dog gives zero about fame. So good for her. Hats off. Hats off to you, Sugar. But, okay, so you're going to be an adult tonight. Just some dinner. Is it age or is it pandemic?
It's pandemic.
Or maturity, you think?
Yeah, I've got no maturity yet. It's definitely pandemic. I love my birthday. Like, I'm going to definitely, like, maybe people come over after we'll have some drinks. I will blast music if the neighbors complain. I'll say, suck my birthday.
Right. Devin, I know you've muted yourself, so I guess you could just nod. Are you also a huge birthday? Like, is your birthday a big deal? Yeah, she's nodding like yes. So let me ask you guys a question. What would happen if either one of your significant others forgot your birthday?
It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen because look at his little hoodie. It wouldn't happen because I would never allow it to happen because I
several reminders.
Reminders every day. Every single day, I start reminding him about my birthday on October 30th, the day after it's over. I'll be like, got a birthday coming up.
Yeah. I am terrible with dates. And unless I get a concrete reminder, I'll be like, you know what today is, right? And I'll be like, oh, Wednesday?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Some people do birthday month, some people do birthday week. I do birthday year. Every year that I have a birthday, I'm always celebrating my birthday year.
My kids are always like amped up about my birthday because they know I'll always say, you can have my birthday so you can get presents on my birthday. And I literally could throw my birthday in a pit with some knives and they would jump in the pit and fight for that birthday. Like, Who's taking it? It's my turn this year. I get daddy's birthday. So there's not a lot of pressure to like wow me with a gift because I'm not expecting anything. So you know, I usually don't get anything because I say, yeah, I don't want anything. It's just a day. You know, I barely remember it. I got a black eye when I got born, you know, like literally came out in the world and the doctor punched me like straight up like this. This is your future, bro.
I came out so ugly. because I was like, wasn't coming out. So they had to do like some sort of plunger. So my face got all bruised and smashed. And like my nose went to the side, and like the woman next to my mom had a C-section baby that came out looking for it. So the first thing my mom said when she saw me was, "She's ugly."
Damn. Well, my mom was 90 pounds and 16 years old, and she had a almost 11 pounds, 24 inch baby inside of her. And let's just say that the holster couldn't hold the gun. So so they had to use basically salad prongs to get me out. And when they pulled me out, one of the prongs literally sat on my eye. So I came out with a black eye. But the problem was is that my shoulder, see these giant sloping things right here? They were already there. So they were causing problems getting out. So they had to literally pull me out by my traps. And they were trying to convince my mother to name me Hercules because I was jacked and I had a black eye and
jacked baby.
She was like, the doctors were like, what did you eat with him? And she's like, she craved raw veal. The entire time she was pregnant with me, she only ate. If you put it on a pan, it could only be on there for like 3 seconds. She's like, "Give it to me now. Give it to me now." And she would literally eat it. She said at one point she was just this big belly woman with raw meat eating it with like, I said, "Were you crouching down, like turning in the corner and growling at people?" She says she might have been because she just would eat it so fast. Like you just wanted nothing but protein. She's like, "I would get sick with anything else." Like she would try to eat like vegetables and stuff and she would get sick. But if she ate raw meat, she literally was like, and she doesn't like meat. So the rest of her days, it's eggplant parmesan. And literally to this day, my favorite meal on the planet is veal parm. Like veal parm
makes
doesn't
sense. Matter.
Yeah, but she ate nothing but meat. So I guess I gotta say, guys and gals now, if you're planning on being pregnant, throwing some vegetables in there, because if you eat raw meat, you're just going to get an umber hole. So, but you know, charming. And I have my little black eye in the pictures, you know, with my little traps.
Well, be awesome. Switching gears here a little bit, Kat, your birthday is so close to Halloween, and when this episode comes out, it will be Halloween. So I saw that you posted something on Instagram. You were dressed up as a vampire. I thought it would be fun if you guys shared some of your favorite or most memorable. Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, that one was pretty nice. I mean, I was 3 years old and I insisted on being a very scary vampire with lots of blood. And I insisted I would not take any family photos where I was smiling or posing. I insisted on haunting the background of all the photos. But my favorite Halloween costume might have been in college. My roommates and I went as Sexy Louisiana Purchase. So I was Sexy Lewis. We had a Sexy Clark. We had, and this I understand could get me canceled, we did have a Sexy Sacagawea. And then we had Sexy Thomas Jefferson. And we, you know, the three of us were walking around in a little boat. Like we had a little cardboard boat. And then off to the side, we had Sexy Thomas Jefferson with the Louisiana Purchase.
Brilliant. I cannot top that. My Halloweens have been tragic. I was always too big for the costumes and always told what I should be no matter what I was wearing. You should be Frankenstein. You should be the Hulk. You should be Frankenstein. You should be the Hulk. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to be. I wanted to be a sheriff. You could be a Frankenstein sheriff. Go
fuck
yourself, Mom. I'm not playing. And then 1 year, it was some weed and her girlfriends. And they said, wouldn't it be great? And I was, I think maybe the ninth grade. Wouldn't it be great if we put makeup on you? Like, because sometimes when people get high, they get really creative. And they're like, what would be a great costume? And they were like, he has, you're like, look at his eyes. He has pretty eyes and long eyelashes and no facial hair to think of because he's a late bloomer. We should make him up. You should go as a woman for Halloween. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't want to do that. And like, just let us try. And they laughed and snorted and giggled the whole time. And I was miserable. And then here's the best part is I assume makeup came off just like anything else in life, a little soap and water. Like, it took forever to get that stuff off. Like, I was just furious. I was like, nope, not happening. So don't like Halloween. I can't stand it. You go to the door and you're 8 years old and I tell you, aren't you a little big for trick-or-treating? I'm like, look, bruh, I didn't ask to be 5'5 and 8 years old. Okay, just put the damn Snickers in the bag and be about your business. Could not stand Halloween, all these standards. And then you walk by some guy, like some 35-year-old couple, we're all dressed up and like happy and stuff. And I just never, ever got it for Halloween. But I don't push it on my kids. I support my kids because they love Halloween. So
I was going to say, now that you have kids, like what's your, like, well, have you had any favorite Halloween memories with them or costumes that they've done that were cool or anything?
My son dressed up as my wrestling character. And that was pretty cool because he like FaceTimed me and he was like, hey, Dad, I have a beard. And I was like, yeah, and a red hat. And it's, oh, snatch, your brother's Clay and fucking Saurus. What? And he was like, yeah, like you're my favorite character. And I was like, oh, thank you. So that was cool. And then all my daughters always have really creative costumes. My daughter now is always some kind of dragon princess, people eater, vampire, like monster. And then Georgie's like next level with her costumes. My favorite costume was when she was an 80s trainer. She was about 3 years old, I think. And she had like the headband and her hair up, and she had like the cutoff sweater, the little sleeve sweater, and like little dumbbells and leg warmers and stuff. Like she was freaking adorable. So
Are you guys dressing up this Halloween? I know that with the pandemic, but
we're live, pal.
We're live
on Saturday night. But Ingrid and my daughter have a Halloween party that they're going to, that I'm taking to, that they're, and I agreed to be a doctor because I could wear a mask. So the entire family will be masked up. And they will be, Georgie's a doctor, but she's going to be a bloody surgeon, vampire, zombie doctor. That's why kids are cool. Like, when you still have an imagination, it's like, you just can't be a doctor. I have to be a zombie unicorn blood doctor.
Yeah.
With butterfly wings. Like, that makes sense. That is so, yeah. That is so great. Let's do that. Oh, and I need a Nerf gun. Because I'm also a zombie hunter. Okay, I'm with you. So let me see if I got this right. I'm going to Party City to get scrubs, butterfly wings, zombie paint, blood, unicorn horn. Anything I'm missing? Anything I'm also missing here? And it's like, a Nerf gun. Because I'm a zombie, but I'm a zombie hunter. I'm conflicted. I'm like, got it.
Kat, has anybody ever dressed up as you for Halloween?
No.
And I think maybe this year, I'm still looking for a costume. Maybe I should be like a zombie Kat Timpf unicorn.
All you doctor. Need, glasses, a blonde wig, and a vape.
And you kind of got to have a, do I have to be here look on your face? Like, kind of like, oh my God, like, why is he still talking? Because I've had my actual costume was sold in stores for a while. So there was a whole Halloween where there was Brodus Clay, Funkasauruses everywhere. And then I still get people who dress up as Tyrus where they paint their arms. And I'm like, that's not going to come out. You know, like, yo, I'm Tyrus. I got a chain and a hat on. Like, that's not original. That's lazy. And they color a beard in and then they go really far with the tattoos and stuff. And one guy in particular had the tattoos down to, like, I was like, damn, I hope you didn't go out and get them done. But he painted them on. So it's flattering that you've gotten to the point where people want to be you for Halloween. Like that feels, it feels good. But then there comes a time when they're not you anymore, when you're out of date. And then that's going to suck because then you'll be like, people will call you like, hey, who are you going to be this year? And then they're like, oh, I'm Roman Reigns, you know, or like, oh, I'm Don Lemon now. You're like, wait, no, you know, so like at some point you lose the, nobody wants to be you anymore. Like you don't have staying power. Santa Claus staying power, vampires staying power, doctors staying power, zombies staying power. But like Brodus Clay, I mean, his, it's a small window, yo. You know, you got to embrace it when it's there. When the window's gone, you know, it's gone. So
that's true. You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
There should be more people dressing up like pundits, Kat.
I know.
If there was somebody on Fox that you could dress up as Halloween, who would it be?
Steve Ducey.
Steve Ducey. Okay. You know what? I would pay to see that. I think you could pull off Killameat and Greg with the same exact costume.
You just need a backpack. You throw a backpack on. People are like, oh, you're an adult man with a backpack.
You're Greg Gutfeld. Yeah, put the backpack on. You're Brian Killameat. Because it's like the same costume, like a suit with shoes on your knees. So you have to get on your knees and have your little shoes sticking out so you look like they're accurate height. A suit, some hair with lots of hairspray in it. Put a backpack on. Kill me. Take it off. Gut filled. So that's like a twofer.
Tyrus, who would you dress up as?
Oh, who would I want to be? Brit Hume, I think, or Chris Wallace. Because I feel like those two guys just don't take no. I just really want to work on my Brit lean in the camera. Like he leans into that camera, especially when he asks a question where he's not quite sure he's going to get the truth. So he just kind of leans in there. So I need to work on my lean. And his, he never actually disses anyone, but like when he's skeptical, it's like, well, we'll just see how that works out. Moving on, you know what I'm saying? Like he's pretty damn good. Juan Williams would be another good one because you just go into work with knowing that everyone's going to be mad at you. You know, like
that's true.
Like I think Juan Williams is the toughest guy in the world because he goes into work every week knowing he's going to get booed. He's literally everyone. I get more messages like you need to put Juan Williams in the sleeper hold. Like how could you be around Juan Williams? And I'm like, he's literally, you should be thankful we have a Juan Williams to give you a different perspective. You know how hard his job is? He goes on the 5, outnumbered 4-1. And then, well, actually count Greg and Waters twice. So it's literally 6-1 when he goes on there. You know, and the only lucky thing is that Dana Perino's on there because she's at least going to be politely disagreeing with him. I mean, Juan's literally been banished to Neverland. Like, he's had it rough. Or I would be, let's see. You'd be a good Judge Jeanine, I think, Kat.
Oh, never mind. I do that. Yeah. All I do is walk around and say, liars, Lakers, and liberals. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Hey, I like you. You can walk my dogs.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, that's great.
When are you coming on my show?
Donald Trump is the best president.
I could have been AG, but then I would have got them all in line.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play. Yes, ma'am. I was afraid of her. Like, I was worried about I had a warrant or something. She could.
I think
of not anymore. Like, now,
like,
I used to be afraid of Judge Jeanine. Like, I don't want to be around her because she'd be like, warrant, 1996, unpaid parking ticket. How do you plead? What? No, I'm just in the hallway. Guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, she looks like she knows everything. But then I got to know her a little bit. And now she's one of my favorite people. Because I was like, nope, don't want to meet Judge Jeanine.
Favorite moment is probably when she said to me, you look a lot different without the makeup. So then she goes, you look good. And then she walked away and I was like,
yeah. I first met Jez Janine when I was getting ready to go on the five. And I was, Greg was out and he had a book out at the time. And I said that I would push the book, you know, I would just say, hey, I'd bring the book on the show. And she was like, hey, you pushing Gutfeld's book? And I was like, yeah, I got a book too called Liars and Leakers. And I was like, good for you. She's like, I'm autographing it for you right now. I was like, thanks.
Here, I like her. I
sell
do.
My book. If you push his book, you better push my book and I'll be watching. And then, so I got on the, I was like, yes, ma'am. And I get on the show and of course I have both books in my hand. So I plug both books. Then I opened the book up and she wrote a poem.
Like, oh my God.
I'm going to steal you. Remember I brought it to you. It says, hey, read my book. I'm going to steal you and you can be on my show. Judge Janine. I'm like, it doesn't even rhyme. What is this? An evil haiku? But it was like, oh, I was like, she's really cool. So, but at first impressions, I mean, when I saw the Jinx series and I saw like Judge Janine in her real element, I was like, how did he get away? Like, how did he get away from her? But yeah, I think Judge Janine would be the game changing Halloween costume if we were allowed back in the office. I think there'd be a lot of Judge Janine costumes around Fox News. I would imagine.
We were so close. Like, we were supposed to be in studio this week, and then the Corona on the jet.
Yeah.
Rona jet, enter Rona jet. Now I'm in a van.
Down by the river.
Literally. Yeah, I'm in a van by the Hudson River.
Literally, Holly called me up and said, hey, we want you in the studio Saturday Night Live. And I was like, great, phenomenal. I said, and she's like, so be like, here's what we're going to do. And she went through all the stuff I had to do. I had to take a Corona test when I landed 24 hours before I went to the studio, and then take one when I leave to go home. And I was like, yeah, but I won't get the results until I get home. Like, no, it's really fast. I'm like, okay, great. So it was all set up. And then Monday it was like, hey, remember when I told you you had to cancel all your plans on Saturday and fly into New York to do the show? We're going to probably not happen. Devin was cocky and arrogant talking about, I'm back in the studio. Kat, you might as well just swing by the studio and we'll do you live in the studio. And Tyrus, you can call in. Like, you remember that? I remember that, Devin, when you clearly left me out of the bubble, but it's all good. It's all good. The bubble's popped and we can't go anywhere. So, favorite, you know what? Kat, favorite Halloween candy?
Butterfinger.
Solid. Sure. I think any of the candy bars, whether big or small, putting in the bag, I think is always a good thing. When you get home and you see you have some of the name brand in the bag. Well, this was a whole story we did where people were complaining about the size of Snickers bars, or people were giving the giant Snickers bars. I always thought that larger candy you should be wary of who's giving them. I would imagine there's a lot of, I don't know what the science of, oh, there we go. Pedophiles that give out huge, like extra large candy bars. There's more where that came from, pal. You know, and there's also some Tylenol and wine in here if you got a minute. So I've always been sketchy whenever somebody gives way too much candy, you know, like, or they try to be healthy and give you an apple. That apple's not making it home, you know,
yeah,
unless
I mean,
it's the caramel apple. But then you got to worry. Then everyone's like, there's always that urban legend of the poison caramel apple or an apple with a razor blade in it. Like, that was the big one in our thing. Like, don't eat apples. They have razor blades in it. Like, but wouldn't you see the cut from the razor blade? No, they cover it with a gloss. Like, wow, that's a lot of evil right there. Like, going to the store, get some apples, stop off at Home Depot, get some razor blades, stop at Hobby Lobby to get some acrylic clear paint to cover up your work. Like, that's some Wile E. Coyote stuff right there. But I would agree, Butterfinger, Snickers. I think Snickers, Reese's Pieces. What is the golden candy bar or candy? What is, like, the one you get and everyone's like, yeah, how many did you get of those?
I mean, I like when they're smaller because I used to love to – like love to have like, you know, 30 pieces and you try, you have a little baby Ruth, you have a little Butt Finger. Because I had this problem throughout a large part of my childhood where I'd eat so much candy, I'd throw up. And then the next year, I do the same thing.
How much taxation did you have to go through when you got home, though?
Yeah. Oh, I started a big my mom ate one of my Reese's. I said, Mom, were those yours? Did you go outside in the cold, Mom, and get those candies? She was like, I didn't. I'm sorry. I was like, yeah. Well, you should be, because I was saving that Reese's in the freezer for myself.
Did she tell you it was for your safety that she tests everything?
No, she apologized.
Oh. Yeah.
Carl, am I boring you?
Wow. Sugar's literally on the treadmill right now. She's getting her...
Carl sleeps like 20 hours.
She's on the treadmill right now, getting her workout in. She couldn't wait for me. Gotta love a fitness dog.
Carl. We got a brother's teeth. His mouth...
Me and my brother, it was all about when we did go trick-or-treating. It was all about the king-size candy bar.
Yeah.
Like, that was a sign of immense wealth and dominance. When you pulled out, I've got 6 king-size Snicker bars. Where did you get those? Where did you get those? Like, don't worry about it.
We used to go trick-or-treating, like, to Eminem's house. Like, they would always, like, that was, like, what you did when you got a little older. You'd, like, drive and you go to Eminem's. Like outside the gate, there'd be someone handing out, like, cans of pop, because that's what we call it. And king size candy bars, and you get to like see through the gate to Eminem's house, and it was like really cool.
You know, you would think it'd be bags of Eminem's, you know, just good trademark. You know what I'm saying? But what? Again, a can of pop, as you guys say.
Sam said in Greenwich, Connecticut, they'd hand out sushi. I don't want to marry you anymore. Something about that. It's the wedding's off.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of sick gives raw fish to children?
You ate raw fish.
You ate raw fish.
I would literally, I don't think I can relate to you ever again.
It's not my house.
You went trick-or-treating. I didn't even know what he was until I was like,
wasabi 20. Or no wasabi?
Yeah.
Wasabi, please.
I didn't even grow up sushi adjacent.
Yeah, like sushi wasn't something you did till you thought you were cool when you were 25.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be woke and healthy.
And then I ate a bunch of wasabi because I thought it was guacamole.
You shouldn't have been eating sushi as a child. Like, that's... You know what?
The wedding's off.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like he's just so out of touch and just wants to belong that he just made some up. Like, oh, we had sushi. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You know what's worse is that I think he did.
British Connecticut lady, it was a shopping cart full of sushi going, well, I got to get the Halloween stuff out. This stuff's not going to keep. Like, who does that?
Fancy pants, Cam.
Can we edit all of this out? This is, I would like to edit all of that out. I feel like it's going to hurt our ratings that we supported some sushi wanting Halloween trigger. We don't want to send that kind of message out to people.
Yeah, you're not relatable.
Hey, kid, get leftover meatloaf, put it in a Ziploc and give it to a kid.
Cam, you're not very relatable with your sushi. Like, we're just sitting here having a story. Like, we're talking about, like, normal childhoods where we had candy. You're like, I used to have the neighbors had sushi.
Up the whole vibe. I don't even want to talk about me anymore. Cam.
You ruined
He's probably the same guy. He's the same guy who's like, every Thanksgiving we have caviar turkey.
Yeah.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, I know that we started out with a phenomenal track, and we had some really great life stories on how we both got on this planet, both of us with facial injuries, and we ended up where we are today, and we were riding in great, and we're getting ready to go on a story, and you're going to have one of the most incredible what I learned ever, but now we got cammed up.
I learned that the wedding is off.
Yeah, I learned that anybody giving kids sushi on Halloween is a like that is you literally food poisoning. Come on, man. How long is that sushi going to sit in that bag? If you're the first stop and you got a whole night of trick or treating and you come home and you got fish smell all over your candy. It's a candy bomb.
You would get sushi as a child.
Yeah.
No, the guy would have a food truck.
A food truck.
Okay, now I know he's lying. Now I know he's lying. He
I don't know. Cam's pretty fancy. He went to boarding school.
That's because his parents didn't like him.
No, his mom loves him. I saw his mom lint roll clothes for him.
Yeah, because during all his weird years, he was in boarding school. He didn't put in the time to make her resent him.
I only went for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a shame it had to end this way. It started out on such a good note.
It was so great. This is why we keep family off. I always warn you guys when my beautiful wife comes on the show 3 weeks in advance. And we just got Cam bombed.
We did. He's like, I know exactly what you guys mean. I had sushi.
Wow. Just sushi.
Nothing says Halloween like sushi.
No one goes as a sushi chef on Halloween. Nobody. Like, hey, I'm a sushi chef. How?
Cam, you can defend yourself, but like even he knows he
can't. Only make it worse.
Yeah.
Like, go sell pork bellies and just leave us alone.
Yeah,
like,
did you have lobster, too? He didn't say no.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, how else are you going to – you can't just expect to eat sushi without the proper accoutrement.
Did you throw a temper tantrum when you came home and you didn't have a giant diamond in your trick-or-treat bag?
Like, Mom, where's my caviar?
Where's my caviar?
The other guy's going to make fun of me. I have a bag full of candy.
Oh, the snapper was gone. I only got yellowtail. Daddy. Daddy.
Mommy, where's my beluga? I mean, I'll be in my quarters.
Yeah. I'm going to my wing and I'm never going
to carry me to my room, Smithers. I'm upset. Please walk upset for me.
Daddy.
Oh, I feel bad for Cam.
Cam.
Oh, well, send him some sushi. Isn't there online a sushi care package you can send somebody? Maybe he can get, like, sushi on a stick. You know, like they have those fruit basket places? Maybe we can get him a nice fish basket.
Daddy, my bacon doesn't have any gold flakes on it.
Katrina, the fact that you would say bacon in this household is just, where have you been playing with? Have you been playing with the middle class again? Go wash your hands.
I was in the military.
He was in
still
the military.
Talking. Still
thank
does
you
just
for
doesn't
your
get
service.
It. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Jeez. All right. Well, for more podcasts like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Well, again, what should have been the greatest Halloween podcast in the history of Halloween podcasts.
Damned it all up.
Has become a real sushi fest. Never in my lifetime would sushi become a new cuss word. So we just got sushied out in the middle of nowhere.
Damned.
Yeah. You know what? Not putting sushi on my team.
No, I was going to say, I'm not putting sushi on my team. My team.
Yeah.
No.
But I will put the doctor that smashed your face on my team. So.
Okay. I will put sexy Louisiana Purchase on my team.
I think that's fair. I think those two things need to go there. Devin, thank you so much for the incredible intro. If you could send us home with it, the intro will be our outro. That would be phenomenal.
Welcome, welcome to Tyrus and Tim.
You can't
just turn it off.
You can't
turn
say welcome
it
when it's over, Devin.
Okay, goodbye.
I tried to go to camp school, but...
Look what you did, Cam! Just, enough said. Just, how bad is that? Hey, can you play the outro? No, I'll do it myself.
And then you say, welcome!
It's goodbye!
Yeah, when something's over,
goodbye?
You don't say welcome.
You just sushied us again.
Yeah.
Are we starting over? I can't remember.
I get that you go to Cam school, but like still. I can make
you've been
you
playing
some
flashcards
with some basic
Devin.
Vocabulary.
You've been running the streets with blue collars? What is your Uncle Thurston going to think of this?
Uncle Thurston.
Oh, man. We should have stopped at Eminem's house. We should have just, right there, that was the spot. Well, yeah.
Cam, no. I didn't even, the first time he said sushi, I ignored it.
You did.
He repeated himself.
You tried. But you know what? You can't get mad at the bug flying in the bright light. You know, you just, it's a bright light. You know, you hear sushi.
I'm a capitalist. I'm fine with Cam being raised with a snapper
spoon in his mouth.
Plated spoon with snapper sushi on it.
Beluga straight from the whale.
I want snapper, Daddy. There was only yellowtail left, Daddy.
Ew. That's millionaire food.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.